Special meeting for the Mayfield Town Council Wednesday, June 24th, 2026 at 7 p.m.
She's reading the whole thing, I guess.
Yeah, we're meeting to discuss fireworks in the town of Mayfield.
Yeah.
Do you just want to give us a summary of that? And it can be available for public if they want to come view it.
On fire restrictions, too, huh?
Sure. I would say probably just those 5 points, Kristen. If you just read that so it's on the record, Amanda.
So prohibited acts, open fires of any kind except within permanently constructed fire pits at private residences served with pressurized running water or as otherwise specifically allowed by state fire restriction orders. Number two, smoking except within an enclosed vehicle, trailer, or building in a developed recreation site or while stopped in an area that is paved or free from dry vegetation. Number three, cutting, welding, or grinding metal in areas of dry vegetation. Number four, operating a motorcycle, chainsaw, ATV, or other small internal combustion engine without an approved and functioning spark arrestor. And number five, discharging tracer ammunition, exploding targets, steel core ammunition, or other pyrotechnic devices capable of igniting vegetation.
Thank you. We probably ought to address fireworks too. Sorry, Keston.
Fireworks, notwithstanding the dates and times authorized under code, Utah Code 53-7-225, the discharge, ignition, or use of any consumer fireworks is prohibited within the incorporated limits of Mayfield Town whenever state fire restrictions have been enacted by the state of Utah and adopted by Mayfield Town pursuant to this resolution. The Mayfield Town Council finds that due to the proximity of structures, agricultural lands, open fields, dry vegetation, and other combustible materials within the surrounding town, the use of fireworks during periods of elevated fire danger presents a significant threat to public safety, life, property, and natural resources.
I think the other purpose, just for record, is, the expiration of this will be 2027, so it's only a resolution for the rest of 2026. But we have extreme fire conditions, and could you imagine if the Southfield started on fire, where that could go, or up the Canyon Road, it could just be terrible. So,
look at that Cottonwood fire.
Yeah.
It went from 0 to 60,000 acres.
48 hours.
In less than 48 hours.
Crazy, right? Huh?
And the ones up north, Eureka's the same way.
Still going, yeah. Yep. I think in some ways this can help protect our town. A question I have is, how do we enforce it, or who enforces it?
Well, I think there's a section of about enforcement on the second page.
But we can read it, but it's a little bit vague, right?
Enforcement of the Mayfield Town officials, law enforcement officers, fire officials, and their authorized representatives are authorized to enforce this resolution. Violations may be prosecuted in pursuit of applicable state laws, municipal ordinance, or both, and may be subject to penalties as provided by Utah law. So it's the same as the Forest Service regulations, are just kind of extended to the town.
Don't we have a couple of firefighters?
In town.
We do have a couple in town. And that's a really good point, Mitzi. We could have them, maybe we could call and ask them to help us with some enforcement.
When they see that happening.
The fire chief is really supporting this. I talked to him yesterday, and he is really thankful that we're doing this resolution. So I will call him and just ask Jed if he will ask his local Mayfield firefighters to help enforce that.
Perfect.
That'd be great.
Okay, I will do that.
So if we could just get a motion to approve that, and we'll... A vote.
I make a motion we accept. my glasses on. Resolution 2026-H.
That's it?
That's it. Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Perfect. So, Keston, before you came, we talked about discussing anything you might have and canceling our work meeting next week.
I don't have anything.
Okay.
There's a couple water issues, irrigation issues.
We got a overuse notice on our door out here at town hall.
For overuse water in the town hall? Well, not for the town hall, for the park.
Oh.
But Amanda brings up a really good point that the town has given back from our springs 3 million gallons into the, and we're over by 15,000 gallons. I think maybe we're justified just to send them a letter back and say, hey, what about all that we gave you? When we go over one time, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've asked Amanda to send the letter back. We'll retaliate and we'll tape it. We'll tape it to Catherine's door. That's a joke. It's not just her. That was a joke. Strike that from the record. That was just a joke.
Well, they taped that to our door.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Nicole signed up. Okay. And then we have an opportunity where we could lease 3/4 of a share for the rest of the irrigating season for $50. Flat. Not per month.
We said, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Because Jake was concerned if we're going to be getting these overuse notices. He's like, we need more water. So, yeah.
So we're renting. What are we going to rent for $50?
Let's cinch that thing up so we can water more at the park, even though we gave all that water.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Done. Oh, then talk to him about the lady over on the order.
Oh.
Just the reply was weird.
Yeah, so we reached back out to the, was it a quarter, was it a half a share?
Half share.
A half a share that we made the offer of $8,000 on, and she thought someone from the office had told her $10,000. So she was trying to say, well, who else is in your office?
She they had a name. Somebody told me that we'd give her 10. What was the name?
She asked us for a name, but her name's Shannon. And then, so I replied back saying, the only authorization for over a certain amount has to come from the council, and they've only approved $8,000 for the purchase of the half share. So she's going to get back to us. So I guess that purchase is still on the table.
For the eight.
For the half share for the eight, yeah. So we'll see what she comes back to us with.
Yeah, because what, six, seven years ago, a full share was 14.
Well, when did Grant Hansen move?
5 years ago.
About 5 years ago.
I was going to say
the town paid $24,000 a share.
So that puts it at $12,000 for half share.
Mm-hmm.
I still say we try to buy it for eight.
So,
yeah,
see if she'll go for it.
Yeah,
I think it's fair.
If she can do that, that'd be great.
I mean, a half a share, and she's got how many shares she's selling otherwise?
Yeah, doesn't she have quite a lot more than half share?
I don't know, because the new owner came in and set up their account and said they got some water with the house.
So they've sold that for real?
Yeah. Yep. A lady from Nephi.
Moving here.
Already here.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah. So, do we need a motion on leasing the 3/4 share for the $50?
No, for $50, we don't need a motion on that.
I was wondering.
Any of us can approve $50. Done.
Okay. And then the half for the $8,000 is still out.
And that's only because we've talked about it as a council, but now here we are in a work meeting.
Yeah.
If she comes back and wants 10, do we say okay? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Mitchie,
pretty good.
Mitchie says, yeah.
Okay.
Kissing.
And that's for 3/4?
For a half share.
Or for a half share.
Yeah. I just didn't want to offer her 10 because we'd already offered her 8. And and there wasn't really any negotiation.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That, do we need a motion for that? That we could
we
go
need
10?
We need a motion for that we could go up to 10.
Okay. I make a motion we go $8,000 for the 50 or a half,
for the half share
of irrigation water.
And we would go up to 10 if she comes back. So that what we're trying to do is give Amanda the authority if she comes back to say, oh, I want 10, for her to say, okay, I'll talk to the council, but then she could just reply without.
Okay.
Up to 10.
So the motion is we've approved 8, we will go up to 10.
Okay.
Will you second that, Kristen?
I was just wondering if we should maybe go up to 12 if we had to. We'll go up to 10 for now, see what she says. Yeah, I'll second.
Okay.
Well, I understand. Also, so what you're suggesting, Kristen, is we just say we would pay 12.
Yeah.
We want to get it for 8 or 10, I mean, because obviously the town doesn't have money, so... We know that it's a good investment.
I think if we go start low and go up, if we have to.
Okay. Know? So do you want to redefine your proposal
for
up to
12? What did I propose?
Up to 10. Should we say, what do you want to propose?
Offer $8,000 for the mm-hmm. half share and go up to 10,000 if the town has to.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Perfect. That's all I had.
Okay. Excellent. So no meeting next week. Regular town council the following week.
Yep.
So we don't have any water over on the order right now, right?
No.
The town does not.
This purchase would create an opportunity for that.
Did she say she wanted 12?
No. I've never heard 12. She threw out 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we said we've agreed to offer 8. And she was going to get back to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kristen brings up a good point. If we've just authorized to go to 10, I don't know if we offer it or we just let her get back to us for 8, but... We do have a common area that we've got to do on that end of town.
Yeah.
Gives us some irrigation water over there for the little bit of grass we're going to put in.
For half a share. Okay. Sounds good.
And they're hard to come by.
That side of town.
Yeah, they are.
It was a big deal for me to move a share over there, that side of the creek. The irrigation company was like, yeah, it's a big deal.
Big deal. Real quick, we've had complaints of it's a pretty serious buckle in the sidewalk.
By Paul Felstead?
Yes.
I went and looked at it and talked to Paul on Sunday. I told him we would get it addressed as soon as we could.
Okay.
Actually,
I think Jake and Randy are planning on doing that tomorrow.
Oh, they're going to do it? Great. I was going to say, could we at least get a safety cone out there? But if they're going to do it, that's even better.
Yeah.
What sidewalk is it?
Right in front of Paul Felstead.
Oh.
Do you know where he lives over in the first phase of the estates?
We're never going to use the word estates again. We're going to start using addresses over there.
Okay.
Is it different than that?
They're not separate from us.
I don't know the address.
I know. I don't either.
I'm going
to
learn.
I need to know what that street is. I need to learn. What was that?
Is it separate from that Dave Sorensen stuff over there?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one block further west.
Same street. Same street
but
there.
We said we were going to do Dave's as well.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed to that. So I'll follow up with Jake and make sure he's going to address that one too.
I can't remember what all he wanted. Something about the curb didn't have a bevel or...
It was just a...
Well, just at the end of the sidewalk, it doesn't have any kind of wheelchair access. And I talked to Bill Kay about that and got nowhere. He's like, that was all approved. You accepted it. And I had to say, I guess we did, but would you like to do something about it? And he said he would get with JL. I didn't back down. So.
Okay.
How would you fix that?
Cut it out and report with it.
Cut and report?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably couldn't just cut it and grind it in, could you?
I don't think you could.
Get too thin.
What do you think happened with the situation in front of Paul's? Because when Jake showed me a picture, I'd never seen anything like that.
It's just sunk.
Was it settling? Okay.
Yeah.
I wondered. I was like, was water involved?
It's a good 4 inches at least. Maybe more.
So is it going to happen again?
But it's like buckled and jumped onto the next piece, it looked like.
Yeah, I don't...
Shouldn't that be the... Was it the state that put the sidewalk in?
So we're up against a couple things there. The biggest thing we are up against is... We have agreed to take over those roads. So when they turn a phase over to the town
then
needs to walk it and approve it. And like that's what Bill Kay was saying about, well, you approved it and you accepted it. We didn't catch that before on the beveled area back into the street. So what it is on a corner, you couldn't take a wheelchair up it or down it. But mm-hmm. across the street is correct, has an approach. So it was a good point that was brought up by Dave Swanson there. So the thing is, once we accept it, we own it.
Okay.
So I don't think we've, like...
got a leg to stand on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think we've ever made them produce compaction tests or anything.
I think they did on phase three. And
I know we
I
did.
Don't think we've done a final on phase four yet.
We haven't, but I do know that Steve had the... what's the company out of Gunnison does Central Utah testing?
Mm-hmm.
I know he had them test the asphalt and the road base under the asphalt. We got to ask Steve if he had him test anything under the sidewalk and the curb and gutter. But once it's ours, it's ours.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well,
so we'll have a few expenses.
I'm guessing if we could we just shave the end off of it and make it accessible
way? I haven't really looked at that.
We might have to put some kind of a sealer once we
grind it down,
put a sealer on it, but that might work.
Maybe we need to ride out there and look at that. I haven't looked at it.
Yeah.
I looked at the sidewalk and that's truly like a problem.
Yeah. Paul has put some stakes and some caution tape around it.
That's a good thing.
So people can't walk and get hurt.
I'm with you. Did something drive up on there? Like, did a Smith truck turn around and get clear up on the...
I'm like, how did this work? Because I've never seen it like that.
Something buckled it more
something
than just
heavy.
Settling.
Yeah.
We haven't had enough moisture to make it settle this year.
That's what I was thinking. So I was like, what? That is weird how it happened.
I wonder if...
I should have got the picture from Jake. But if you get a chance or drive by out there and see what you think.
Yeah. Maybe we should run out there, Keston. You're the roads guy.
Yeah.
Right after this meeting, just really okay. Look at those two. See on that corner if we could grind it down.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So...
motion to adjourn. I love it.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
We're out of here. Love it.
Thank you.